Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI, Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 9,395 kHz. The broadcasting times for this show is Tuesdays through Saturdays at 2 a.m. We are also streaming via internet, rai.com.ar. is the way you can listen to our internet streaming or any internet radio application for your cell phone. If you are in the States, you can also use Audio Now for listening to us. Basically, you make a phone call, paying local calls cost, and you can listen to our latest program in English, but you need to be in the US for this. The phone number is 641-552-8099. Should you want to contact us, send us an email. rai@raiargentina.com is the email address that you can use also for sending reception reports. But be aware that we require a recording of the program you are reporting on in order to reply with a QSL card. It doesn't need to be the entire show that you record, just a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes will be sufficient to be eligible to receive one of our QSL cards, as long as your reception report is accurate, of course. The address is rai@raiargentina.com, and if you send the reception report via regular mail, by letter, no audio file is required in that case to receive a QSL. The address is RAI, PO Box 555, and then Buenos Aires, Argentina. Guillermo Vegas operating today's program. My name is Fernando Farias. As usual, we'll have the latest news of Argentina and the region, and the regular Friday's DX supplements. Let's get started right away with today's headlines. Alberto Fernández's trip abroad, his first trip abroad as president, will be to Israel. One day after taking office, the president of Guatemala broke off relations with Venezuela. The IMF received the Argentine envoy to renegotiate the debt. An international survey assures Uruguayan president Tabaré Vázquez is the leader with the highest approval ratings in Latin America. Argentines accused of vandalizing Machu Picchu were deported from Peru and will not be able to re-enter that country for 15 years. Miguel Ángel Russo made his debut as Boca Juniors coach with a victory over Universitario of Peru. And here are the news. Alberto Fernández's first trip abroad as Argentine president will be to Israel, the Casa Rosada announced yesterday. The same source added that he will be participating in a forum of leaders against anti-Semitism in the city of Jerusalem on January 23. This will be the second time that an Argentine president pays a state visit to Israel, and the first since the year 1991. Israeli diplomatic sources quoted by Telem said the trip is a very good sign for bilateral relations. Meanwhile, the DAIA, which groups Jewish entities in Argentina, welcomed the news and congratulated Mr. Fernandez for making Israel his first official visit. The International Forum of Leaders, in commemoration of the International Day of Remembrance of the Holocaust and the fight against anti-Semitism, will be held at the Yad Vashem Museum in Jerusalem. In that framework, the Argentine head of state will meet with spears from France, Russia and Germany, among others. It should be noted that in the context of this trip, President Fernandez will also be at the Vatican, where he will be received on January 31st by Pope Francis. One day after taking office, Guatemala's President Alejandro Yamatei announced the breaking off of diplomatic relations with Venezuela. This was announced by the new Central American head of state. We have given orders to the foreign minister that the only person left in the Venezuelan embassy in Guatemala should return to his country, and we have definitely closed relations with the Venezuelan government. We are going to close our embassy there as well. It should be noted that Yamatei's predecessor, Jimmy Morales, had already cut down to the minimum the level of relationships with the government of Nicolás Maduro. For his part, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza condemned the new Guatemalan leader's decision. On his Twitter feed, the Venezuelan diplomat assured that Yamatei has, quote-unquote, immediately kneeled before Donald Trump and predicted that his government will be a joke. The director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, received the Argentine representative to that organization, Sergio Chodos, in Washington. Official Argentine sources reported that the meeting was of a protocol nature, since Chodos is the delegate not only for Argentina, but also for Chile, Uruguay, Paraguay and Bolivia before the IMF. But the media described the interview with Ms. Georgieva as the beginning of the steps to renegotiate the debt that Argentina has with the fund of more than $40 billion. It should be noted that Chodos was part of the team that negotiated a previous debt with the IMF in 2003 during the presidency of Néstor Kirchner. Uruguay's outgoing president Tabaré Vázquez is the politician with the highest approval ratings in Latin America. This is indicated by a study by consulting firm Ipsos, which underlines that Vázquez's positive records never dropped below 65% in his 5 years in office, which end on February 28. In contrast to the Uruguayan president, other Latin American leaders have seen the numbers deteriorate over the past year in the context of protests and revolts, according to Ipsos. That is the case of Ecuador's Lenín Moreno, who went from 71 to 45, and Colombia's Iván Duque, who only has a 9% approval rating after starting his term with 43%. The president, however, whose image has deteriorated the most according to these measurements, is Chilean Sebastián Piñera, with an 82% disapproval. The survey is based on the opinions of pundits and experts who are regularly consulted by the media, according to Ipsos's explanation. The study also reveals that Mexican Andrés Manuel López Obrador suffered a 60 to 20% drop in approval after his first year in office. In reference to this president, yesterday he celebrated the approval in the US Senate of a free trade agreement with his country and with Canada. The treaty is an update of the so-called NAFTA and will now be analyzed by the Canadian Parliament. About this, Mr. López Obrador said the following. It will help a lot in economic growth, in the arrival of investments, in the creation of jobs, and in the well-being of our people. The two Argentines arrested for vandalism in Machu Picchu were expelled from Peru, where they will not be able to return for 15 years. This was reported by immigration authorities in the Peruvian region of Cusco, who apply the same sanction to other tourists involved of Chilean, Brazilian and French nationality. The Argentine deportees are Magdalena Retamal, 20 years of age, and Leandro Sactiva, 32, who were arrested on Sunday after spending the night in the Inca fortress, something which is forbidden. A third Argentine national remains in detention in Cusco, accused of causing damage to the famous ruins, South America's number one tourist attraction. His name is Nahuel Gómez, 28, and he's in prison for trying to remove a stone from the Temple of the Sun, which fell to the ground and caused a crack in the 600-year-old archaeological treasure. Sports now, Boca Juniors with Miguel Ángel Russo making his debut as coach beat Universitario of Peru 2-0 last night in a friendly match held at the packed Estadio del Bicentenario in the province of San Juan. The game was surrounded, however, by many other issues that had Boca as the axis of discussion far from San Juan. It is that shortly before and simultaneously also in Buenos Aires, the administration of the club take part first in a heated meeting of the clubs that are members of the AFA and the Superliga, in which it did not accompany the same luck that at night, since it left losing in its intention to get the resumption of the championship. And when the game in San Juan was at stake, it came out to respond through a statement by a public complaint regarding a contract with company AISA of water distribution, for which Boca had received 2 million pesos. In that document, the club confirmed that last year it signed a contract with that firm that included a package containing, among others, 6 annual subscriptions to stalls, tickets to the museum and shirts, and that while the commitment remains in force, still Boca did not receive a single peso from AISA for those 2 million, and therefore repudiates the fact of having privileged her over the partners, alluding to the previous management of the club. For the immediate future, Boca will have as a priority a more attractive rival next Sunday. Also in San Juan, they will be facing Brazil's Atlético Paranaense before the resumption of the official ongoing Superliga. And these were the news brought to you by RAE Argentina to the world.
RAE Argentina al mundo. RAE Argentina 面向世界.
RAE Argentina vers le monde.
RAE Argentina to the world.
RAE 世界に向けてアルゼンチン.
RAE Argentina al mundo.
RAE Argentina al mundo.
RAE Argentinien in die Welt.
RAE Argentina al mundo.
Bring you now our regular DX supplement with information that is interesting for radio fans and DXers around the world. This is a segment produced weekly by Arnaldo Slain. For today, we've got information and hearings related to illegal or clandestine stations, starting with Manara Radio International. It broadcasts between 16 and 1700 hours UTC time on 15,285 kHz from France, from the Isudun Retransmission Center. The power is 150 kilowatts and the language is Hausa. The target of these broadcasts is Western Africa.
This is Omukhu Arifu Biarinakhu Anayamati na yammacin wato ainihin Makka da Madina a kan nisa 17,765 a gajeren gango. Wasu daga turaren ingantattun shirye-shiryenmu masu gamsarwa, Manara Radio, don kyakkyawar rayuwa mai albarka.
Manara Radio, don kyakkyawar rayuwa mai albarka.
sauraro da fatan kuna kusa da akwatin rediyon ku domin kasancewa da mu a zango na biyu shirin.
That was a little bit of the broadcast by Manara Radio International that you can pick up on the frequency of 15,285 kHz. iRadio is a Sudanese broadcaster transmitting programs on the short waves between 16 and 17 hours on the frequency of 15,410 kHz with 250 kilowatts targeting Sudan, and the languages are Sudanese Arabic. It broadcasts programs between Mondays and Fridays, and programs include segments in other languages such as English, Dinka, Nuer, Shiluk, Bari, Zande and Lutoho. Next, we've got a station targeting North Korea called Nippon no Katse, broadcasting programs between 1630 and 1700 hours on 6155 kHz with 300 kilowatts in Korean language. That's Nippon no Katse on 6155 kHz, a clandestine station targeting North Korea. Dimse Radio Irina is a station that targets Ethiopia and Eritrea, and it broadcasts programs between 1700 and 1730 UTC time, transmitting from Secret Broad on the frequency of 9720 kHz with 50 kilowatts daily in Tigrinya language. Next is Voice of Oromo Liberation, another radio broadcaster for Ethiopia, transmitting between 17 and 1800 hours UTC time on the frequency of 9610 kHz, transmitting from Nauen in Germany with 100 kilowatts exclusively on Wednesdays in Oromo language. And finally, we've got the Voice of Eritrean Lowland League, a station transmitting on Saturdays for Eritrea between 17 and 1730 on 11,875 kHz from Issoudun, France, with 100 kilowatts in Arabic language.
المستمعون الكرام، أود أوقاتكم بكل خير من إذاعة رابطة أبناء المخفضة بالأريترية. أقرأ عليكم شرط الأخبار لهذا الأسبوع استهلها بالعناوين الرئيسية. إغلاق عدد كبير من مصانع تنقية المياه بالعاصمة أسمرة. شبكة الإنترنت لمقاهي الواي فاي بأنفة. انعقاد المؤتمر الجامع لاتحادات المرأة الأريترية في مدينة فرانكفورت الألمانية. تم إغلاق عدد كبير من مصانع تنقية المياه بأثمرة في خطوة غير مسبوق أمام اتحادات من الأمن بحملة استهدفت مصانع تنقية المياه التي توجد في وسط الأحياء السكنية في عاصمة أثمرة، حيث قامت قوات الأمن التابعة للنظام بإغلاق تلك المصانع بالشمع الأحمر.
With that, a recording of the broadcast by the voice of Eritrean Lowland League, we come to the end of this week's edition of the DX Supplement that is produced by Arnaldo Slain for RAE, Argentina to the World. Alright folks, we're coming to the end of today's edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English that broadcasts via the shortwaves of WRMI 9395 kHz, also streaming via rae.com.ar and for listeners in the US via audio now as well 641-552-8099. We hope you enjoyed today's program that was brought to you by operator Guillermo Vega and yours truly, presenter Fernando Farias, who, by the way, is going on holiday for 2 weeks. For the next 2 weeks on the airwaves of RAE in English, you'll be hearing special content, special programs that we have produced, but not the regular news that will resume when I'm back in Buenos Aires after my family vacation in the beginning of February. That's when I'll be back on the air every day with you, bringing you the news. In the meantime, we'll have some very interesting programs related to music, culture, arts, science. There's a little bit of everything in these special programs that we have produced for the next 2 weeks. We hope you enjoy them. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. See you in February. And I'm going to leave you with a beautiful song by Andrés Calamaro, included in his Alta Sociedad album of 1997, which was the radio hit of that year, or one of the top five radio hits of that year of 1997. A song called Flaca, which literally translates as skinny or thin girl, but in here is a way of calling a girl, Flaca. Babe, it's like saying babe, baby. That's how you use flaca in Argentina. Thank you very much for listening. Chao, hasta la próxima.
Flaca, no me claves tus puñales por la espalda, tan profundo, no me duelen. Centro de la tierra, las raíces del amor, donde estaban, quedarán. Entre no me olvides, me deje nuestros abriles olvidados en el fondo del placar del cuarto de invitados. Eran tiempos dorados, un pasado mejor. Aunque casi me equivoco y te digo poco a poco, no me mientas, no me digas la verdad, no te quedes callada, no levantes la voz, ni me pidas perdón. Aunque casi te confieso que también he sido un perro compañero, un perro ideal que aprendió mal a ir y a volver al hogar. Poder comer. Flaca, no me claves tus puñales por la espalda, tan profundo, no me duelen, no me hacen mal. Lejos, en el centro de la tierra, las raíces del amor.